This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about a thing. We're gonna be
now, 7 after the hour, it's Good Days Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen, along with a very good friend of the program. Greg Steffen is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. He's here along with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden. Now, I'd like to get right down to this report from the CIA, Greg. The Russians intervened with our election, so some say. I would like to know how this is technically possible. I suppose anything, you know, we have an intelligence community that now says the Russians are trying to influence our government, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They hacked into the DNC. They hacked into the Republicans. So how technically, the average person may not understand how this could happen. So if you wouldn't mind spending a moment or two just explaining how technically they could do that.
Well, there's a couple of things here. I mean, one is, let's separate the idea of interfering in our election. That could happen lots of ways, right? I mean, they could be creating fake news that changes people's opinions and makes them believe things that are not true.
Yep.
The DNC email hack is something very specific. So the DNC email hack was, it sounds like it is believed, was part of a larger plot to influence the election. So how do you hack somebody's email? Well, I can think of 100 ways to do it, frankly. One is that sometimes hackers will send out emails that are called phishing emails.
And P-H-I-S-H.
Right. And so the idea here, one of the variations on this, it might come from someone you think you know. So I get an email from that looks like it's from Doug, from you, Doug.
Yeah.
And then there's a link there because you're sending me a document to look at or a news story to look at. And because I think it's from you, I click on the link, and the link unleashes something into my computer or my email account that then enables somebody to access without my permission all of the emails in my email account. I mean, that's just one of many scenarios. If you remember back to when Sarah Palin was running for vice president, somebody figured out how to get into her, I think her personal email, by answering the secret question, which happened to be the name of her high school, which we all knew was Wasilla High. I mean, everybody knew the name of her high school.
Right.
So there are so many ways this can happen that, you know what, when I hear that the intelligence community says that Russia tried to influence our democracy, I shake my head. I don't know if it's true, but I can imagine it was true. And if it wasn't the Russians, I can imagine it could have been someone else, whether it be an official act of a government or a couple of 14-year-olds who are up to mischief in their garage, you know, somewhere.
14-year-olds could do that much damage?
Sure.
Really?
Sure. Well, that much damage. I mean, the damage is different than the actual technique to enable the damage to happen. 14-year-olds could do everything that I just described. And once you have information, if you target the right people or the right organizations, there's all kinds of crazy stuff you can do.
It's so astounding. My mind doesn't work like that, and I think a lot of other people do. All right, other people's minds do. Let's just let me go one more step. But this is there's an amalgamation, Victoria, of lots of things that are going on now, and it's hard to get away from the technological aspects of it. For example, one of the stars of the Brady Bunch, Susan Olsen, was on a pay-for-play radio program that airs only online in Los Angeles. It's called LA Talk Radio. And she was on with somebody, a gay actor named Leon Accord Whiting. I don't know who that is. But she got fired or was told that they won't take her money anymore to be on this program. And I don't even know why she was, you know, why she was paying to be on this program. But I know that cable, that that online channel, is a pay-for-play.
Right.
And so they released a statement over the weekend. They'd severed ties with Ms. Olson, and they take pride in their collaborative relationship with a lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual community. But the point is, this whole business would never have happened if we didn't have Facebook, if we didn't have Twitter. It is astounding how things that seem to be nothing get blown out of, and I'm not saying this particular example is nothing, but it's something that happened on a cable, not even a cable, on a an online
internet radio
thing that probably 4,000 or maybe 5,000 people in total listened to. So it just shows you the power of this and how it can be used to crush people who may or may not deserve being crushed.
Well, she went on a huge homophobic rant, in her case, you know, but if she's paying to be on there, on the air, you know, then she should
not
have...
Can you be fired from a job you pay to have?
Well, they cannot take your money anymore.
Well, that's right.
They can refuse to take your money.
Yeah, I'm just making fun of the idea that she got fired. Basically, they fired her as a customer, right? But, I mean, the real lesson here, I think, for all of us is we are all media personalities in today's world. If you use Facebook, if you use Twitter, if you use Instagram, if you use Snapchat, even if you use Snapchat, you are, in a sense, also a media personality. And anything you say or do, even LinkedIn, it can come back to bite you, and it can cost you a job, it can cost you relationships, and anything you say or do online that is stupid, is you may or may not be able to erase it if you regret it later. It's kind of like getting a tattoo on your face. You know, you're going to have to put that tattoo on the face for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Well, it is. It stays with you. I know people who haven't gotten jobs because of things that they posted on their Facebook page. And, you know.
Well, and the scariest part of that, Doug, is that you may not know why you're not getting a job. No one.
Yeah, nobody will tell
presumably
you.
Presumably, no one's going to say to you, hey, dummy, you did this social media, and it scared us away from hiring you. And that is the scariest part. Nobody may tell you, so you may keep suffering the repercussions over and over again without understanding why there's a problem.
Well, I mean, if every Monday morning you're tweeting about who you are, you're probably not going to get a job. Like, you have to
or in certain industries, and in other industries, maybe you're the first one they want to hire. Because you may
think you don't have to work on Monday, you're all set.
Well, right.
But let me explain. If you're tweeting about how hungover you are to 30,000 people, there may be companies that hire you because there's 30,000 people that love to hear about how you party.
Oh, that's true.
So you can turn around and make it a positive, too, but you have to understand what it is you're doing, or there may be unintended consequences.
And the thing that people don't really realize, and I think millennials are getting better at realizing this, you are, every person who's on social media, you are your own brand. And you have to think of yourself as a brand and how you would want to represent that brand. And that's something that is lost on a lot of younger people getting out of college or while they're tweeting away in college, and then they go for their first job. Well, what's your brand? What's your message? You know, and there's, you have to think of yourself that way.
And one way to sort of teach yourself that lesson is take some money, like $500, and say, I'm going to open a company with this, whether you actually do it or not. And now go look at other people's social media profiles because you're going to hire one of them to work for you. You're going to pay that person. And you'll be amazed at how changing the context when it's your money that's invested, because that's when companies are hiring, they're investing money in the person they hire. When it's your money, you'll look at yourself and your friends very differently and say, I wouldn't hire my best friend. What an idiot he is.
And, well, and that's, that should be a college course.
That actually is it. And I think millennials do understand this because they look and are able to see the whole universe. Some millennials, not all, but it is a view of the world that is essential for adopting, or else you're only going to hurt yourself. And these are very powerful tools.
Yep, they are. They're very powerful. And be careful with them. I think that's the lesson here. It's 17 past the hour. This is Good Days Tech Talk time.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants, as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford, all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
It impacts over 100 million Americans, costing $635 billion a year, and people are suffering in silence. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Chronic pain affects more people than diabetes, cancer, and cardiovascular disease combined. As a doctor, I meet chronic pain sufferers on a daily basis, many of whom have been previously misdiagnosed. Depression and anxiety often plagues these patients, and for some, it can lead to pain medication addiction. What you need to know is this. There is help with proper assessment and diagnosis. Treatment must be multidisciplinary to reduce pain and enrich your life. Physical therapy, counseling, and antidepressants are warranted for some. Being proactive helps restore a sense of control and mastery over your day. There's no need to suffer in silence. Seek qualified help until you find it.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Croissant sandwich, breakfast sandwiches, 2 for $4 only at Burger King. Price and participation varies. Does it sound good to you? Sounds good to a lot of people.
Sounds great to me right about now.
Yum. All right, so in a word, I'm interested in this new app that's out, and so we're going to dig around in this. We have in our state of Massachusetts and others legalized marijuana, and so many lawmakers are grappling with a series of new issues. How to keep people from driving stoned is one of them. So yeah. Apparently there's a new app that measures pot impairment somewhat like the breathalyzer, which measures blood alcohol content. But I don't understand how let's figure it out. We'll talk about the app. There's an app for everything. I expect soon there's going to be an app that will tell me, without doing anything except
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, we got 23 minutes after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, overviewing what's going on. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is heard on a lot of fine radio stations, like the Talk Station, KDNZAM. It's 1250 on the dial, along with its sister station, KCMZ, 1650 on the dial in Waterloo and Cedar Falls, Iowa. Thank you for listening and paying attention to what's going on in the world of news talk radio. This is a tradition. It's been on the air for almost as long as Talkers Magazine has been in existence, which is 25, 26 years.
27 years. This show has been on the air for 26 years, Doug.
Yep. There it goes.
I'm amazing.
I'm in my 28th year, 29th year. What am I? The 29th year of doing Good Day.
Yeah. I started this show when I was 3 years old.
Thank you. Congratulations. Yeah. Good for you. Yeah. There's a very interesting, the sidelight of technology and how it's affecting the conversation on the air. How many times do you listen to a talk radio program, Michael, where the host goes to Twitter, goes to Facebook, maybe goes to Instagram, and it gets comments from people? It used to be the phones. But now it's much more oriented, I find, in listening. I was kind of startled the other day listening to one of the programs here in Boston. And it's, you don't have, I mean, there are live callers, but it's more quick comments from people. Hey, Fred in Revere says that today should be Thursday. You know, okay, good. Thanks, Fred.
I disagree with that.
You do.
What Fred says. I don't think it should be Thursday. But I'm kidding. In all seriousness, the telephone is no longer the main way people communicate.
No.
And there's two things at play. One, people don't turn to the phone as the main way to communicate. They turn to their keyboard. And two, being on the radio is not as big a novelty anymore for listeners because they have their own platforms where they are able to exercise their egos and their opinions,
called
their Facebook page.
Yeah, right.
And their Twitter account.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what Trump is doing with Twitter is a marvelous example of a watershed change in our culture. Whether he uses it well or he doesn't use it well, history will tell. But the fact that he uses it the way he does is not something to be looked at as his peculiarity or an anomaly or something weird. What he's doing is a sign of the times going forward.
Yep. And the impact it has. I mean, you look at some of the things that are a part of social media. Now, you notice this week that Facebook and Microsoft and Twitter and YouTube made a joint statement that indicates a shared database of terrorist content. They are going to use their technology that they have to watch what is what's being put out on their various sites, and then track anybody who uses the tools there with whatever hashes or hashtags they would have. I don't know, you know, I'm not an expert in this thing, but I find it interesting that they're going to use their own technology to do something that they've been called upon to do before, but they have refused to do it.
Yeah, well, you know, it borderlines on First Amendment, privacy, et cetera.
Yep.
But,
there isn't any privacy anymore.
Terrorist activity is one thing. Terrible activity is another. Both infringe on First Amendment rights if we police it too heavily. Mm-hmm. Again, education. I don't want fake news sites to be banned. I don't want necessarily the truth police, you know, taking you off Facebook. I want people smart enough to realize it's nonsense.
Mm-hmm. And that's what, go back to what we were talking about with regard to education before.
Right.
A lot of hosts ought to just be, this is one of those things that you take your shoe off and you pound it on the table about. Education, because the smarter people are, the better they'll be as contributors to your program. I mean, it's very self-serving, frankly, to look at it that way. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here, 28 past the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Did you know there's a vaccine that can prevent cancers caused by a virus called HPV?
It's human papillomavirus.
Dr. Greg Poland says the HPV inoculation will protect kids against genital warts and a host of cancers caused by the HPV virus.
Cervical cancer, labial cancer, vaginal cancer, anal cancer, penile cancers. It's just one after another.
The newest version of the HPV vaccine protects against 9 types of the virus. It's most effective when administered to preteens and teens who aren't yet sexually active.
Boys and girls between 9 and 15 really have great immune responses to this. They still respond between 15 and 26.
Dr. Poland says the HPV virus is widespread and everyone is at risk of infection.
Our only chance, since there is no cure for this, is to prevent the infection.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
People post all sorts of things on social media, from pictures of their children and pets, to advice on favorite restaurants, to comments about politics. But some government officials think that is a threat, because people might post comments they find offensive. The founder of Facebook recently told the president of Germany that it would be easy for his website to block all comments critical of the government. If we look through the lens of liberty, we will see that is a very slippery slope. Facebook is a private company and can do what it chooses, but if websites start blocking free speech at the request of governments, one of our most cherished American principles will be in serious danger.
Go to lensofliberty.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
All right, 34 after the hour. It's time.
We are your technical geniuses here.
All right, here we are in Tech Talk time. Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan and I, or I guess Rich and Victoria are teaching. I am the student. Very I am good. The pupil. And I am, what I posted, Richie, on my Facebook page earlier today was the post that came from Jim Farley, who is somebody we know in the business, that instructed us in how fake news used to be provided by the World Weekly News and other newspapers that specialized in that kind of silly stuff. So anyway, all right.
Yes.
So I'm now posting a picture that was taken of me on a tractor over the weekend. And so what is it that you want me to do?
Now you're in the blank box, right, where you can start
I'm
a
in
new
the blank
post?
Box. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So click on where it says photo/video.
Right. Left or right click.
Left click.
Yeah. Left click, okay. Upload photo videos.
Click on that.
Yeah, okay.
And now that should bring up a list of sources for your photos. So what's at the very top? I mean, I'm on a Mac, so it's not going to look the same, but just where does it default to?
It defaults to library, computer, desktop.
Okay, so you want desktop, because that's where we save the photo to.
Right. Pretty exciting, huh?
This is very exciting.
Yeah, but you know what? It's kind of fun to see you progress every
year. It is. It's very fun for us.
Yes. Photos should be less than 4 millibytes and saved as JPEG, PNG, GIF, or TIFF files. What does that mean? So I didn't say that.
So it means that the photo, when you saved your photo from the email, it saved in a different format. So.
All right.
So we'll have to continue this lesson next week.
Yeah, this is going to be an offline discussion, I think. We're going to have to change the format of the photo.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. All right. Yeah, see, but that's
the average
person.
It was sent to you as a PDF. Well, we'll get into that later.
Well, I don't know. It was sent to me as an email. What does that mean?
Right, but if it's like...
It depends on what the attachment is.
Yeah, the format that the attachment is in...
Okay.
I'm trying to say. So, like, if you right-click and you do save as, for save, like, I'm back in the email with your photo.
Yeah.
So, it should do .jpg, which means it's a JPEG. It should default to that, but we have to walk through and make sure that you don't have a suffix that's something else that's throwing it off. It needs to be a JPEG.
Hmm.
We'll have to go through that again.
Meanwhile... Back at the ranch for, and then maybe that is that tutoring. That tutoring is good for people.
Before you get away from the tutoring online, I learn so much on the internet now. And two of my favorite places to learn are, and Doug, this would be a great, great thing for you, is lynda.com. LYNDA.com. And it started out as a tutorial site where they'd make videos to train you and teach you how to do all things computer. And it has grown and it's grown, and it got bought by LinkedIn several years ago. And anything on a computer that you want to learn how to do, there is a class for it there. And these classes come in videos, you know, might be 30 videos or 8 videos or whatever, how involved the class is. And it could take you anywhere from 20 minutes to take a class to 8 hours to watch all the videos. But I've learned how to edit video. I produce a TV show every week now that gets played on news cable, on Newsmax TV. I learned how to edit video on lynda.com. I built our whole video editing business that we have here now based on what I learned from there. When we have interns or new producers come in, I give them Lynda. Every person in this plant, in this whole radio network, has the login for lynda.com. The accountants use it for the accounting software. The producers use it for editing video or Photoshop or whatever it might be. And we all use it. It's $25 a month, and it's probably the best $25 a month I spend. Also, this weekend I probably spent 2 hours taking guitar lessons on YouTube. I never really got into music theory.
So I don't know. Richie loves the guitar. He's fancied himself as a guitar player for a long time, bought himself a guitar and played on his own. You never really took formal lessons.
I did when I was 12, 13, 14 type thing. But then I kind of quit and I just, okay, I know all the chords and I can hear the song. Let me figure it out on these chords. And okay, great. And, you know, and the guys in the neighborhood, there's 5 or 6 of us, you know, 50-year-old wannabe rock and rollers who got together.
Dad band?
We call it the Seattle band, you know, like those 50-year-old gray-haired guys.
The Levitra band, Viagra band, good for your
exactly.
Yeah.
That's us. But I never really got into music theory, so I found these videos on YouTube, and any song that I want to learn, we're doing the Stones' Gimme Shelter, and we're doing Led Zeppelin' The Rover. You go to YouTube, and there's somebody on there that'll teach you how to play it. And then I found the lessons where I'm learning music theory on YouTube, and I was watching for an hour last night and playing along with it. So anything you want to learn, it's out there. You just have to learn how to utilize the tool to teach you.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing?
It's great stuff. And I don't pay a nickel for it. I mean, the Linda I do, but for the YouTube guitar lessons, mm-hmm. I mean, I pay $45 for a half-hour lesson for my son to take trombone. If I thought that he would sit down and watch YouTube, I'd have him take it there for free.
It is. It's so helpful to have. I mean, any problem that I encounter, whether it's, you know, a
installing
problem with
a faucet,
installing anything really. Yeah. I mean, if I've had cooking problems. I lost the instructions. How do I cook black rice versus brown rice? And I just went to YouTube last week and saw that.
Okay, so here's another. Now you've rung a bell with me. I'm sure you remember this because it happened on my way back. I was driving my son's pickup truck back across the country the 1st of April, probably 4, maybe 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was going into Denver, and a snowstorm was blowing into the mountains. And I had a flat tire on the truck. And I was in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It was cold. Now, I had California clothes on. I was not really prepared to be in a snowstorm. And Charlotte was in the truck with me. And so I
Charlotte is your bulldog, so we know who Charlotte is.
The former bulldog, yep. So, or she was always a bulldog, but she's gone now. Charlotte and I are trying to figure out how to get the pay of time. So, and there was no, Brendan, God love him, hadn't saved the book for the truck. So I couldn't figure out how to get the spare tire down from under the body. Well, I pulled into this area just off the road with a little rest stop, and there was a guy asleep in a station wagon and had Massachusetts plates on it. So I'm underneath the truck. He wakes up. He sees what I'm doing. He gets out to help me, and I said, I can't figure out how to get this tire down. So he goes, gets his iPhone, and he goes to the Ford site, and he gets the book, and he has right on the page how to get the spare tire down.
Yeah, you just Google the model year.
Yeah.
Make
and
model.
Googled it, and here's how you get the spare. So in 5 minutes, we had the tire down. 5 minutes, we jacked up the truck. 5 minutes, we took off the tire, put on the new one, and I was out of there.
I bet you that there's somebody on YouTube that gives you a video tutorial of how to do it. I'd bet $100 on it right now that there's somebody.
Amazing.
But the thing that really opened my eyes to all of this is about 5 years ago, my son was, he would have been seven then, and I was one of the assistant coaches of his little league baseball team. And one of the other coaches is helping, we're doing the batting with the kids. So we took a group of the kids on the team, and we're batting with them. And one of the other coaches that I'm doing it with is showing the kids kind of, you know, okay, your wrist should be doing this, your elbow should be here, this. And I was very impressed with how well this guy knew batting technique. And we're all done, and I was like, so where'd you play? He's like, I never played. And I was like, so how do you know all this batting technique? And he goes, YouTube.
Yeah.
There are so many coaches for Little League, for any kind of sports league, where they teach the kids how to do it, and they show you how to. So I started watching batting tutorials on YouTube and started working with the kids with it. It's amazing.
You want to see something else? Victoria's got me working on Facebook. So while we're talking, I'm looking at my Facebook page, and the people who have shared things. I posted last Friday a video of the story of a nurse who saved the lives of about 25,000 Jews as the Germans were taking.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I have seen that story.
Yeah.
Now, how did you know how to do that? You obviously saw that on someone else's page, and then you shared it to your own page.
I shared it. That's all.
Okay.
So I have had about 36 people share that video who are paying attention to my Facebook page, share it on their Facebook page. I don't know how far it's gone since then. I don't know how to measure it, but I see
it has
that
27,105,000 views.
Yeah.
That's total.
Not your post.
Yeah, that's
for
me. That's total.
But I'm just
everyone.
Looking at all the people that shared it from my site, from me posting it. People that are my friends just goes, it's amazing. I find it amazing, frankly. It's and I don't mean to sound like some old codger. I just find the name. Her name was Irana Sendler. And, yeah, it's been seen by millions of people and some of them because I decided to post it. Good. Cool stuff. All right, we'll continue with a quick talk or a focus on what you don't know about the software industry and how it may be taking control of your life. It is now 45 past the hour. This is Tech Talk time from Good Day. This is Doug Steffen with a word to the wise. Super Beats. It's a name of a product. If I go into the weeds and talk to you about nitrates and what goes on with nitric oxide, you don't really know, nor do you care. All you care is that Super Beats gives your body a charge, an electric charge. It brings your blood pressure to the place it needs to be. It opens up your arteries so the blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body. It's the easiest way to take care of your body without anything other than all natural beets. Put one scoop in some water or a smoothie, and there you are. Super Beets. It'll give you a long life and health guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets by calling 800-655-4183. The key to a healthy life. 800-655-4183 or buy them at DougLikesBeets.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-643-2848.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-643-2848. That's 1-800-643-2848.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
All right, this is probably an hour-long conversation, but because I mentioned it, the connection the software industry has and how it controls your life. Software problems. Richie and I were just talking, maybe this fits. There's a new technology police chief in the network facility there in Washington. And are your problems being caused by software? Because the computers don't talk to each other?
We're doing a studio overhaul here, and we are halfway in between to where half of the studios have the new equipment, half of the studios have the old equipment, and yes, it would be a software issue.
So how often is that the case with things? Can you think, Victoria, of anything in your life that has become problematic because the software of one computer doesn't?
Mac the Windows is the biggest example of that. It's huge.
Yeah. Don't we accept software problems now, though, as sort of a part of life?
If you're on Windows, you do.
Yeah. But no.
Yeah, exactly. In my personal life, the only issues that I ever have are sometimes internet-related, where, like, my Amazon Fire Stick needs to be rebooted because it won't communicate with the TV.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Horrible BO. Wait until you get into this story that Victoria has in just a moment. Technology, always changing. And most people haven't bought a new car in 11 years. Did you know that? Most people haven't bought a new car in 11 years. Lots has changed in that time. So here's a report from Rick Rogers on the technology you need to be looking for in the new car that you're going to buy.
Automotive technology has continued to get more and more advanced in recent years. Brian Moody, the executive editor at Auto Trader, has some of the must-have automotive technology for 2017.
There's a couple of must-have technologies coming up. One of them is Apple CarPlay, and there's also Android Auto, depending on what kind of phone you use. That integrates your phone's controls into the car's screen seamlessly. There's also adaptive cruise control and forward collision alert, which will keep your car's set speed on the highway and match the speed of the car ahead of you.
And when buying a new car, Moody suggests
one of the key features is the Bluetooth connectivity. You want to make sure that you pair your phone to the car as part of the test drive and make sure it has the kind of parking camera that you can easily adjust to, either just from the rear or from the rear and the front. You need to find those things out when you're at the dealership.
For more information on next year's technology, go to autotrader.com/must-have-tech. Now you're in the know from Auto Trader.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Thank you.
All right, 56 past the hour. So, those of you who are flying this week, be happy this is not in the planes yet. But regulators are suggesting that they're considering allowing you to bring your phone with you and to use your phone using Wi-Fi. So, by the way, I want to get into the technology of this, Victoria, but I will tell you that the only reason, you know, all this fake, you're talking about fake news, this baloney about you have to shut all the electrical stuff off before the plane takes off.
Yeah. God forbid, you might actually, they act like you're going to be controlling the plane, right?
It is nonsense to the nth degree, just complete and utter nonsense. And it all came out of shutting off the phones. Because they didn't want you to use your phone on the plane. They wanted you to use the, remember the old days?
Those airphones,
Airphones with $5 a minute or something.
I actually used one time. Have you ever used one, Dougie?
Yeah, I did use one. I used to actually use them quite often.
So you were one of those guys?
Yeah, I was one of those guys. and it was annoying, I'm sure, to people around me. And I always found it annoying when other people used them. All right, so Victoria, what's the story?
Well, it turns out we may all be very annoyed with this new thing. The U.S. Aviation, the U.S. Department of Transportation said it's actually going to take some surveys now about do people really want to be able to use their cell phones over the Wi-Fi system so you can make phone calls. And, I mean, some people instantly say, yes, this is a great idea, and then when you take a step back and you think about it more, it might be convenient for you if you need to do some business, but then think about all of the phone calls you're going to be hearing. And so it raises a little bit of safety concerns as well. You know, there's no privacy, obviously, and, you know, NSA stuff, like who's actually listening to your phone call. So it's, I don't know. It's, would anyone here want to have this?
I just don't want to listen to somebody listen to BS with their wife or their boss or whatever it is. Most of that, I remember one circumstance where the guy was on a plane with me. We were on the ground. He was so damn loud and obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to, at best, to tell him where to go. But these people that are so selfish and don't pay. I was in the FedEx store sending some stuff on Thursday, and this woman's in there at the top of her lungs talking to some friend of hers in Boca Raton about a box she's going to send. Meanwhile, the line's out the door, and she's BSing with this woman, holding everybody else up. I looked at her, and I almost said, lady, do you realize how selfish you are? And then, but she got the grumbling from everybody else. But this was 4 or 5 minutes. She just stood there while the guy's waiting to check her package out and send it. And she doesn't know the address of this woman, so she calls her. And then she talks about what was going on with her Uncle Bob. How do people get to be so clueless?
Well, I think we don't want this on airplanes. I think
we need the time to rest. Flying's already stressful enough. Just chill out.
I just want to watch the box. I want to watch that.
That's called
entertainment
a TV.
Box. Yeah, whatever.
The entertainment box called a TV.
59 past the hour with DJV. And send it, and she doesn't know the.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrans Financial can help. Benetrans' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix. And choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.